This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And we get to say good morning to health coach and wellness practitioner Wendy Christin. Wendy works at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Trust you well.
Good morning, Brad. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm enjoying the sunshine this morning and several seasons in 1 week, because that's how we roll here in the Cape, you know.
Yes, we do, indeed. And it's pretty nippy outside.
It is. It's unusual. And we have the warm weather, then we forget to put on the sunblock because we're caught by surprise. And then, of course, we don't worry about it when the weather is cooler. And I think as we're talking about healthy skin, we're going to touch on it this morning, the need to remember that sunblock. Last week you reminded us, Wendy, our skin is our body's largest organ, which is pretty interesting, and plays a vital role in protection, regulation, and our overall well-being. So today, starting off protecting our skin, how do we do that? Can we just choose any old sunblock off the shelf at the pharmacy and rub it on and head out?
Well, I do think we need to look at what we are putting on our skin, because that can also aggravate our bodies, or can also have negative effects depending on what we are choosing. But I think what you mentioned about, you know, with the weather, you think that on a sunny day, you know to put sunscreen on, but on a cloudier day or a more overcast day, we don't always think about it. But we do have to remember that the UV radiation is what plays a major role in the damage to our skins. And so if we are not protected when we are outside, regardless of whether the sun is shining or not, we have to consider that as well, because the UV comes through clouds, and if there's mist or anything like that, we have to watch out for that.
Yeah, thanks for that. I just wanted to say, you know, with our skin being the largest organ, and you telling us last week, and please, so our listeners, go and check out the podcast, because it's fascinating, you know, it forms the shield, but let's say we buy a shower gel and we just go and buy anyone. Often we might buy whatever's the cheapest, or the one that smells the nicest, or the ones that somebody else endorses on the telly. But what we're rubbing on our skin when we're washing ourselves or when we're moisturizing, I mean, that goes into our skin, into our bloodstream, right? So, I mean, what we put on our skin can actually affect what's happening on the inside, surely.
Exactly. So we do have to think about that. We have to think about the amount of chemicals that we're applying to our bodies, whether that be soap, shower gels, shampoos, body lotions, sunscreens, whatever it is. It all can, the chemicals are absorbed through our skin transdermally, and that goes into your bloodstream and can circulate throughout your body. So, you know, it's adding to the chemical burden or to the toxic burden on our bodies. And so what we are applying to our skins is as important as what we're actually putting into our bodies.
So then how do we make the right choice? Because we don't want to be fearful, and we also don't want to be unsure, because we want to do our bodies right. So how do we make that correct choice? I mean, are we looking for something on a label like a paraben or soap-free? I mean, what are we looking for?
Well, there's all sorts of things on the labels that could potentially be harmful. So if there's lots of chemical numbers after, we want to try and get as organic a product as possible, and something that is more natural for the skin. So if it has more organic compounds, so you're looking at things like coconut oil or olive oil or shea butter, or those kind of things are fine to be using on our skins regularly. But if we're using products that have parabens, chemicals, if you look at all those chemicals that they put into, if you're just looking at your labels, if you've got more than two or three of those chemicals listed, then you want to maybe rethink the products that you are using on your skin, especially if you're more prone to sensitivities, if your skin is sensitive, if you have any health conditions, if you have any autoimmune conditions, then you really want to be careful about what are we adding to the toxic burden and the inflammation that's already going on in our systems.
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing for us to do, because I think we end up buying sometimes on brand, or as I said, we like the scent of it, or we saw an ad for it. But for us to actually be really aware by reading the labels, I think we can't say ignorance is bliss, because after all, wouldn't this chemical burden that you're talking about over time really start to present itself in a really unpleasant way in our bodies?
It absolutely can. Your liver has to clear all of those chemicals. And if it's not able to do that job along with all the other you know, the other potential allergens or toxins that we are consuming, then it adds to that burden. And then we have a higher inflammatory response in the body. So, yeah, we do want to be mindful of what it is that we're applying to our bodies. I think we did a talk once where we said that, I can't even remember what the number is, but women apply something like, 150 chemicals to their bodies before they've even left home.
Wow.
So you think about the makeup that you apply, the shampoo that you've used, you know, the extra special conditioner that you're using, and then everything else that we're applying externally before we leave, when there's spray and perfume and whatever else we're putting to, applying to our bodies. That is really adding to the toxic load that our liver has to clear, and our kidneys have to detox and you know, excrete from our bodies. Our gut needs to be able to excrete that. So we do have to be mindful of it, and obviously within reason, but it's something that we should be considering.
And that's before we've even put anything in our mouths. So that's
exactly.
And that's already having an impact on our digestive system, as you've said, and on our clean out systems like the kidneys and the liver. This is fascinating. So let's look at other systems that form part of a healthy lifestyle that can have an effect on our skin. I know we've spoken many times over the years around sleep and how essential sleep is, but is that important even for our skin to have good sleep?
Yes. So our lifestyle factors are very important for us, for our skins. We want to be making sure that we are protecting our body. So we need to have enough sleep. We need to be eating healthy foods. We need to be exercising. You know, the sweating is helping also to release toxins that are stored in the skin. And any of those kind of activities, so lifestyle activities play a very big role in what we are, in the wellness of our skin. We spoke about water and hydration last week. But yeah, all of those things are important. Sleep, making sure that we're managing our stress, and keeping on top of those things is very important.
You mentioned stress there. If we suffer from high stress levels or even chronic stress, can that affect our skin?
Yes. So chronic stress can trigger things like acne, eczema, psoriasis, so those kind of chronic skin conditions. But definitely I've seen stress has a huge impact on acne as well.
What about things like moles? I know I have a few, and I've years ago been for a mole map, and that felt like an important and responsible thing to do. But sometimes one rears its head and is like, where did that come from? And why is it that color? And why is it sticking out so far? I mean, those are things that cause us to freak out just a little bit. At what point do we need to go and have a dermatologist or a doctor check it out?
Well, I think the general rule of thumb was if it wasn't there before, go and have it looked at. If it's changed shape, color, if its borders look irregular, don't ignore it. Rather, go and have it looked at. It's better to catch it early or to go and find out, oh, it's just a freckle, it's nothing to be concerned about, than to leave it too late and discover, oh, well, actually it's cancerous, or, you know, it's something more severe. So always, if there's anything on your skin that you're concerned about, if you're fair-skinned, if you do tend to have lots of moles on your body, it would be a good idea to, because it's important to go and have it looked at, especially by a dermatologist where they map them, because sometimes you have many and you're not sure, did you have that one before, or is it, you know, it's not like you've got a clear skin and all of a sudden there's one mark that pops up. So it is a very good idea to always go and have those checked out.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a doctor on the show yesterday around Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I think one of the statements made there, Wendy, was you don't want to wait until there is something that needs to be checked out. And, oh, my goodness, now we have to, there has to be an intervention. We need to ensure that we're leading the kind of lifestyle that prevents that kind of situation in the first place. And I think that's true for our general health and well-being also.
That absolutely is. We can't just assume that it's nothing or normal. Some people feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm getting older, so therefore this should be happening. But that's, excuse me, It's not necessarily normal. So rather err on the side of caution and have somebody look at it, check it. If they say it's fine, then that's fine. Then you don't have to worry about it. But rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just as we wrap up this week, what about something like acne or psoriasis or eczema, that kind of a thing? You know, a lot of people struggle with that. At what point does one have to be overly concerned? What happens if it just starts to flare up out of nowhere? I mean, where are the alarm bells there with those kind of skin conditions?
Well, we always want to be thinking, is there something that is going on systemically? So if something occurs out of the blue, it's never really out of the blue. there's something else, that there's an indicator. It's an indicator of something. And as I mentioned earlier, our liver plays a very big role in how our bodies work and how our detoxification systems work. And very often, if the liver is struggling, or the lymphatic system, so there's two systems that play a very big role in the skin, the liver and the lymphatic system, then we could develop conditions like eczema, because then the body tends to push out those toxins through the skin, and you can develop skin conditions. And then that can be leading to something else that's going on in the body. So again, it's a good idea to check it out, but then also to investigate, so what is causing the problem? You know, you can put a cream on there topically, but that's not going to fix what caused the problem in the first place. So if we can try and identify what is actually the initial reason for that problem, then it's more likely that it's not going to occur again, and you're going to be able to, you know, help the body get better in that area.
That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. We've been working through these two parts of healthy skin. We'll continue next week, and we'll look specifically at UV protection and chemical and mineral sunscreens and more, a bit more detail to some of the things we touched on a little bit earlier on. Always a massive thanks to you, Dr. Wendy. You always bring these interesting conversations, and we love your perspective. Have yourself a really great Thursday. We'll connect again soon.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.